I apologize for the glitch in the technical domain. I am not the one to ask about the details of that. But again, it's very disappointing for those of you who were planning on watching an Easter Sunday morning Mass with us, and so I do certainly apologize for that. We will attempt to get this fixed this week. If we do not, it makes no sense to try and live stream things. So keep watching our website to see if things are fixed or not, but right now it doesn't look good. At least that's my opinion, because I'm not an expert in any of this. Easter begins in darkness. At least that's how the Easter story begins. The solemn feast to this great feast began last night, after dark. And there is the darkness that opens our gospel this morning. The women arrived at the tomb before daybreak. They see the darkness of the empty tomb. They encounter their own darkness of not knowing. They bear the darkness of loss at the death of their friend. They remember the darkness of shock because of what the disciples had seen of Jesus' arrest and passion and death. Darkness travels throughout the whole Easter story. But why shouldn't it? The Gospel of John is permeated with the image of the battle between light and darkness, between good and evil. And on that tragic but Good Friday, it seemed that the powers of darkness had won. The author of life, the Prince of Peace, the very Son of God, was dead. And with his death died the hopes of all who had dared to believe in him. Imagine blowing up a balloon and then suddenly letting the air all out of it. That had to have been how they felt. Mary Magdalene and the others who went to the tomb early on that Sunday morning expected nothing unusual. They expected to find a dead body as they were going just to perform the customary burial rites of a faithful Jewish man. But they found much more. They found nothing. No body at all. And in that nothingness burst forth the gift of peace. Look around. Even though the sun is up at this hour, there is still so much darkness. Poverty, hunger, homelessness, unemployment, unbridled violence still abound. The COVID-19 virus has the whole world in a virtual lockdown with no sure end in sight. Yes, how dark it is. But with the arrival of light, what can we see? Can we see what our physical eyes cannot? Let the emptiness show us what is so often hidden. Let us join the disciples as they peer into the empty tomb. We, along with the beloved disciple, see more. We see new life let loose. We see possibilities for change in ourselves and in our world. In his rising from the dead, Christ gives us a new vision. We can never look at the world the same way again. We need to revise our thinking. After Peter ran to the tomb, upon hearing what Magdalene had reported to him, he went home amazed at what had happened. He saw things in a new way. It was no longer the same old world that he had known. He was no longer the same old Peter. And it is not the same old world for us either. The risen Christ has made all things new. Can we say that we are new persons because of Christ? Can we believe that there is a new world awaiting us? We believe in the resurrection. That's why we celebrate Easter. Now all we have to do is live it in our everyday lives. Just as Christ passed through death to resurrection, so too will the world pass through its suffering to the glory of new life. There is no room for despair. We must be a people of hope. With Christ, our Passover, everything is possible. We go forward with Christ to new life.